I'm Shauna Olson with KFGO, and I'm here with Adnan Akhuz. He is the North Dakota State Climatologist. Hello, how are you?
Hi, Shauna. How are you?
Pretty good. Wondering what this weather's going to do for us.
Well, it has been cold, and I get a lot of questions if it is the coldest December in the history. It is certainly one of the coldest Decembers, and in fact, if we don't count the past 2 days, which has been near normal temperatures, but people keep thinking that it is very warm. The first 15 days in December happens to be the 10th coldest December. Since it is the beginning of winter, I can say the first 15 days of winter is the 10th coldest the winter. However, it is not one of the coldest ones. In the past, if you look at the temperatures, in the past 100 years, we have had many minus 29s, minus 35s, and in fact, the coldest ones is the minus 35 that was in 1886, and I am talking about the first 15 days of December. And another one is minus 33. It again happened in 1886, so it is telling you that 1886 was very cold in terms of the first 15 days. But certainly the latest ones are 1977, minus 26. But since then, we have never had temperatures this cold. So we can say that this is the coldest winter since 1977.
And what are we anticipating? Are you expecting it to stay this cold, or will we see a warm-up anytime soon?
I think the cold temperatures are going to stay in our area for a long time. The early onset of October precipitation, snowfall, in northern Asia, they brought this cold weather to us, and it is despite that it is positive in the Arctic Oscillation. In other words, the high-pressure center in the Arctic regions pushes that cold air during the negative phase, but even though this is positive phase, it is still much below normal temperatures. And once the Arctic circulation gets into the negative phase, along with that colder than normal temperatures, is going to continue even more. And I think this is going to be one of the coldest winters in the history.
Oh, this is not good news. How about precipitation? What are you expecting there?
Well, precipitation-wise, the Fargo so far had the seventh wettest fall in the history. And the entire North Dakota really follows that trend. For the entire North Dakota, fall 2013 was the second wettest the fall in the history. And in fact, if you look at Fargo again, September to today is the sixth wettest so far. Certainly, this cold, I assume the wintertime precipitations or the snowfall would be slightly above normal, even though the snowfall is going to normally follow colder and greater than normal snowfall. But I think it is going to be slightly above normal precipitation. And currently, and most people would think that this is really the wet or a lot of snow on the ground. And currently, we are still 1.8 inch below normal of the season.
Mm-hmm. What about spring? Have you looked ahead to spring already?
If the snowfall is going to stay a little longer in the spring, just like we had last year, with the temperature in the winter being colder, I think the springtime temperatures are going to start a late start, meaning that early in the spring, colder than normal temperatures, they may continue into maybe the beginning of the growing season. And then what happens from that point on all depends on how fast the snow is going to melt and how warmer the air temperature will get in the beginning of the spring. It is too early to call that.
Okay. Adnan, it's quite an art to be forecasting this far out in advance, isn't it? I mean, I even think forecasting 5 to 7 days out in advance, you never know. But it's quite an art to do what you do, isn't it?
It is art, especially when El Nino and Southern Oscillation is out of the picture, and we look at other indices, and sometimes it gets very Ingenious using other indices, such as looking at the snowfall in Siberia and looking at the Arctic oscillations and what it will do. And in the end, we might as well be as good as anybody on the street.
Mm-hmm. I know El Nino and La Nina usually play a big role, and I feel like the Arctic oscillation came into play last year a lot too, didn't it?
It did. Even though it is a big factor, just because it is really hard to forecast what it will do in next month, we don't use that too much to predict what is going to happen during the next season, because it starts in 15 days and breaks down for another 15 days just because of the frequency of that. We don't use it too much when we are predicting long term. However, we know that that's a big impact. Anytime you have a negative Arctic oscillation and it brings a lot of cold air from the Arctic regions, at the same time, it increases your chance to have an above normal snowfall.
Okay. Anything else we should know at all today?
The flood in the spring is looking really bad. Even though it is too early to call, just before the Red River freeze up, it was running 91 percentile. That means 10% of the time river was running below this stage. And in the past, when we look at the Red River floods in the spring and its dependence in the fall precipitation, there is a good correlation. For example, currently, we know that the Fargo is the seventh wettest season and in the fall. And also the precipitation-wise, it is not looking too great. It depends on many other factors, but based on what I see greater chance of having the flood in the spring than lesser.
Well, I put a lot of stock into what you say. I remember last year you said, Shauna, no flood. There's been a drought. There's not going to be a flood. And you were exactly right on.
The fall precipitation plays an important role, really. How much soil will absorb that precipitation is very important. And we know that soil moisture is near full before the frost happened, and especially when the early freeze came and the soil is wet, it is the frozen down to a deeper locations than normally it would. When the spring comes and the snow melts, the soil is not going to be as absorptive next spring than and last spring.
Very good. Adnan Akiu is the North Dakota State climatologist. It's always great to hear from you. Thanks for the chat today.
Thank you very much.